I'm Allie Grayman, the founder of the Grayman Method. I am one of the original coaches to help people fully recover from OCD, and after years of experience and thousands of clients, my message to you is still the same. You can fully recover from OCD. On this channel, I show you how. But before we start, I just wanted to remind you that I do daily OCD recovery videos, and if you don't want to miss one, hit the subscribe button now. A common question I get is, should I be watching a lot of OCD content? And this depends on your situation. If you're in a situation where you have no idea about anything about OCD, you're brand new to this whole world, this thing has happened to you, and now you don't know how to come out of it, and you really truly need to learn more about what is happening, you can watch OCD content. But if we are honest with ourselves, right? And if the reason why you are looking OCD stuff up is to get reassurance, to make sure that this is OCD, to make sure you're really not a bad person, to make sure there's nothing wrong, that's called reassurance. That's called rumination. You're trying to find an exact match to your story or an exact explanation of your specific situation to make sure that you are experiencing OCD. That's reassurance behavior. That's only going to make you worse. So to answer your question of whether you should watch OCD content or not, if you are using it for motivation, for productivity and recovery, to get you further in recovery, then that's good. If you are using it for reassurance, then that's bad. So you can judge the situation for yourself. Ideally for clients, because me and my clients have communication through text between sessions, I would rather them ask me than go and search on Reddit. Because who knows what they're going to find and how triggered they're going to be and if they're going to react correctly. This is all unhealthy. I would rather you be in real world, doing real world things, looking up on the internet, real stuff that you are interested in, rather than OCD related stuff and thoughts or feelings or emotions related stuff. Try to be in real world as much as possible. Because after all, what we need to show your brain is normalcy. We need to show your brain that everything is okay, that I'm living life, that I'm disregarding the thoughts. And that's very difficult to do if all you're looking up is OCD, which is an abnormal behavior. If you didn't have OCD, you wouldn't be looking up OCD. You would be looking up some other stuff. So show your brain that you don't care about OCD. Look up other things, do other things. Stay away from this topic. Pretend, ignore the whole idea of OCD. OCD doesn't matter, never heard of it, don't care. That should be your general attitude. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. I try to do everyday videos. If you would like to book a talk with me where we go over your situation in a non-reassurance, productive way and we create an action plan, you can do so through youhaveocd.com. I will see you tomorrow.